This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua and the Mishnah Soifrim. Today we have the zchus to learn the letter Ayin and Pei. Why Ayin and Pei? Because in Eretz Yisrael they're learning Parsha Shlach. And if you look in Eicha, in some prakim, you have Pei before the Ayin, because they spoke with their mouth what they didn't see with their eye. So to be misaking that, we're learning it Kaseida this week. We're being misaking for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who are learning Parsha Shlach for the Ched HaMeraglim. So if you do the Ayin before the Pei, it's a Tikkun for the Ched HaMeraglim. Okay.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yeah. So last week we did Nun for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who had the upside down Nuns in the Behaloscha. The Mishnah Berurah cycle is more Kavua based on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. We weren't able to reconcile both, so we decided to go with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So, Ayin. Ois Ayin. Let's get up the Mara Mekayim Ois. Oh, no. Actually, but first we're going to do the Samach. Okay, we're going to start with the Samach. So, Ois Samach. Ois Samach. We're going to start with diagram number 5. Make it a little bigger here. Ois Samach. Tia gaga lamala aruka. Dehainu shate gaga shava lechadchila. It should be a little bit long, which means that it should be equal. Equal means it should be leveled, to be straight. Ulamata meshava katzar. On the bottom, it should be short. So long means two things. Long means longer than the bottom, which is the base, which is short, and it also means straight. Long also means it's not curved. So it really means three things. A, it's long. Kipshutai, it's long. It's long. Number two, it's straight. And it's longer than the bottom. And now straight means two things also. It means it's not diagonal, and it also means it's not rounded. Okay. Ulamata Moshava Katsa, on the bottom of the base is short. Kitzrichalias agula migimel zaviyasa. It needs to be rounded on three sides. Okay, three sides means like this. Side, the bottom two sides, top right, and the top left is straight. Okay? Dahenu lamalo mitzad yamin, above on the right side, lamata mishnei tzad, then below on both sides. V'yusta moistel agamri, should be completely sealed up. V'gaga lamalo yia l'charchila oiver l'chutz l'tzad smal, and the roof on top, l'charchila, should pass to the left side, kishir gag havav, like the shear of a vav. Now, what does that mean? It should be like a vav. Ah, it means like this. Let's see if we could. This, basically, a samach, interestingly, is like a chaf and a vav. You see? Basically, a chaf and a vav that they fuse together. So, here, this, you see the samach? So, on top, the roof should be aruch, that it should pass over to the left side, like the length of a kashir gag havav, like the shear of the roof of a vav. Okay. Ois ayin. Ois ayin. Go to diagram number 9. Ois ayin yia, ois rishain, ke'en yod. Its first segment should be like a yod. Uponek tas kape mala, facing a bit upward, like in diagram 9. Okay, you see, diagram 9, it's a bit upward. L'chadchila, v'gufa mashach tachteh ba'amida k'tzas. Its body should be drawn beneath it, standing a bit. Let's see if they have a diagram of that, what that means. Here, number 11. V'gufa mashach tachteh ba'amida k'tzas. It's not mamish like a diagonal, but it's somewhat standing. Not sure why they interpret mashuch tachteh ba'amida k'tzas as if it's like, instead of a straight diagonal line, I guess the way they're understanding that it's on a diagonal, but then instead of it continues diagonal, it sort of stands up straighter a little bit. De'im mamshicha harbe ba'alak sign, because if you're going to make it very diagonal, lo yayoch lahasmich ois achar etzel ayin, you won't be able to put another letter next to it, you see? Let's say you want to put a final pay next to the ayin, there's going to be a big gap in between. im yizdamim, uva tia zayin oimedes b'shava. And on it, interestingly, look in diagram 11, there's a zayin perched on top of it, straight up tall. V'noigas b'recha touches its bottom leg, lamata mechatzia, lower down than the halfway point. So the zayin is connected to the low to the leg of the ayin below its halfway point. V'yasa ala roish hazayin gimel tagin. You're going to make on the head of the zayin three tagin. And v'ayin le'el b'soif ois aleph. Look earlier at the end of ois aleph. Le'inyin im nagai harishayin yoyser mimakam dibukam. Look earlier at the end of ois aleph regarding if we've had this a number of times. If the head of a letter touches the body of the letter more than just a connected point, look in 16, okay? Or in the two diagrams in 16. If this head, which is like a yud, is touching the body, the urecha, with more than just a head, but more than, excuse me, just the dibuk, but it's one big blot, one big chefza. Or let's say the Zayin, it's not just connected, memakam dibukan, the thin stand, but if it's a big blot. You have to be very careful that the two heads don't touch each other, like in 17. If they touch each other, like a hair's breadth, whether scraping will help, look later on the end of the oishin, what we wrote over there. Okay. Suras ois pe kafufa. The image of the letter pe, the bent pe, okay, as opposed to the pe pshuta. Here we go. You ready for the pe? Today's pe day. Everybody's favorite day is pe day. Okay. So here we go. I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag right away. Because otherwise to follow every detail in the beginning without knowing where it's headed, it's a little bit difficult. But once you know what the goal is like this. You ready, everyone? You look at the pay. You know, you have like these optical illusions. You look at the picture and you see one thing. But if you look closely, oh, you see a completely different image. It's the same thing with the pay. You look at the pay, you see a pay, and they're like these unusual diagonals on the interior. But then when you know, when you that the interior is the base. Okay, that's the key. The key to the pay is the interior is the base. So now that's what all those, you know, I was looking at first, the pay, what's that like diagonal line coming out from the interior of the middle? But then you realize there's supposed to be, the pay is a base on the interior, then everything follows, okay? So that's the secret of the pay. Ois pay kifufa. Tzarech liyos lechachila mala, b'tzad yamin, zavis mi bifnim. Lechachila, you want to have on the right side, a corner on the interior. Okay, so that's one aleph. You have a corner over here. V'gami b'chutzia k'zavas katan. And you want a corner on the top right. That's beis. Okay, so in diagram one, you want to have a corner on the interior aleph and a corner on the exterior corner. That's beis. V'tia meshucha k'tzas la'achareha. You want it to be a little bit drawn behind it. That's very simple when you see the picture. Picture two. It's a bit rounded on the exterior of the pay. See that? It's a bit rounded. It's not straight. Shatia gula mimachatz. It should be slightly circular on the outside. V'chein lamata tia gula mimachatz. Also below. Okay, look in the bottom of the pay. It's rounded on the bottom. Uchamay kol hakfufay shatzach liyos agula lamata chakila. Like every letter which is kafuf. Kafuf again means, as opposed to the final letters, like a mem. A mem should be a little bit rounded on the bottom, or a nun should be a little bit rounded on the bottom, or a tsadi, or a pe, or a final, or a chaf. So all the menatzbach letters, which are kafuf, as opposed to the straight ones, the end of letters, they should be rounded a bit on the bottom. Avol mi befnim yela zavis. On the interior, it should have a corner. Okay, so again, diagram three is the kafuf letters being rounded on the bottom. But on the interior, that's diagram four, it should have a corner where Aleph is. Why? Kidei sheyehe Beloiven shebepnim. You know, when I was preparing this, I was reading the word loiven as the heart, but it means the white. Beloiven shebepnim. That the white, meaning the interior of the letter, should be tzuras beis, right? So the letter is the black, and you know the eish chayra agabe eish levana. The white should show a letter beis, right? Everybody see the beautiful beis on the inside of the pei. I'm sure they're great. One day we should be zochet to have a shiur on why there's a beis inside a pei. That would be a good one. You know, Hashem used. He spoke. He said. He who amar vayei. What did he say? He said bereishis. Okay. Anyway, but there should be a beis on the interior. V'tia rechava kumus v'chatzi. It should be a kumus and a half wide. Which means, one second, that's diagram 5. Okay, let's go to diagram 5. What does that mean? Everybody see this interior beis. Okay, we're in diagram 5. It should be a pen and a half wide. Kidei litlois ba hanukuda shebefnim, in order to suspend this dot. Okay, this is the nukuda shebefnim. So that it doesn't touch the ice itself. So it doesn't touch the ice itself. Now, in the picture, in the Pe'er Halacha, he brings that the Keser HaSofer, who's the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says that the minug of Soferim is to make it two kulmasim. So in picture 5, in this diagram, I'm not sure what he means, a kulmas and a half. I believe he means from the interior should be a kumas and a half tall. And the soifrim, in order to make sure that the ice pinim doesn't touch the gufa ice, they make it two kumasim. Haga, veloy kumashinago is a soifrim lasis akev mi bachutz betsida kaza. Not like some soifrim do, they make a heel on the outside on its side like this. Okay? Like in diagram 6. Now this looks like I don't know, Tetris, this pei, you know? But they make like this heel on the outside. Some soifrim do that. Why do they do that? Ba'imrim, and they say, Shazel lahitiv abez, because this looks like a nicer beis. Abez lavan mibifnim, a nicer white beis on the inside, ki umamish oishavar. The problem is, it's a broken letter, because the back of the pay is broken. You know, it's like he's a hunchback, the pay. We already said it has to be rounded on the outside. Only on the interior there should be a base. But you don't, there's no element of base on the exterior. You know why Soifrim do this? They don't know how to hold the pen on an angle. So because they don't know how to hold the pen on the angle, ulhamshicha ma'alacharea hakomos mibefnim, and to draw a little bit from behind the pen from within, shaideze nasala zavas mibefnim, that by doing so they're able to make a corner on the inside. You see, if you knew how to hold the pen on an angle, then you can make this corner here easily. But if you don't know how to hold the pen on the angle, then the only way to do it is they do it from the outside. Apparently, if you don't know how to hold the pen on an angle, then the only way you could get this corner is if you extend the bottom of the letter out. But if they knew how to hold the pen on the angle, they would be able to produce this corner from within. Also, in their custom, to make drawn from the edge of the roof a little bit. Here, look, here's what else they do. Instead of making the nekuda katana from the edge of the roof, they make it from the middle of the roof. They make the nekuda on a corner, v'lay agula. Here, they make it straight, and they don't make it rounded. Hey, makalkan havav legamri. They mess up the upside down vav. You see how the Nekuda Katana is basically an upside down vav. Ad kan l'shoyn Sefer Ksiva Tama Bekitzer Le'inyanenu. Now, if some of you have the Dershu, I'm going to need help with a Rosh Tevis. Okay. Okay, I know it's a little bit late. I would like to finish the pay. Okay? So we're going overtime. Whenever you go overtime, you get extra pay. So here we go. Uva MS, Mi She'eno Yodela says Kamasha Kasava Ksiva Tama. If you don't know how to do this, because to make an authentic pay, you have to know how to hold the pen on an angle to produce the corner from the interior instead of going out to create a corner. Then Yoiser Tavlasis Beis Mivnim B'Layakei. You know what? You're better off if you don't know how to write well. Make the interior beis without that heel, without this heel. You know why? Rak Bezavis Lava, just with a corner. Then to make the broken pay from the outside. Why? Even the image of the actual base, the heel is not ma'akev at all. Meaning, even in a regular base, it's not ma'akev to have a heel. The kosha came bezeshel and nisgar akev klal be. Beis Shin. What's Beis Shin?
Baruch Shamar.
Baruch Shamar? Okay, thank you. It's not mentioned at all in the Sefer Baruch Shamar. That's a Rishon that talks about the source of Oisiois. It doesn't say at all there should be an Akev. So even, in other words, even the Beis itself, when you make a Stam Beis, a black Beis, it's not clear there has to be an Akev. So certainly over here, where it's more maybe of a Pisoid, or whatever the basis is, it's not clear there has to be an akev at all. Don't make the pay shavar like in diagram 6 in order to get the akev of a base. Okay. Diagram 8. You want to have a little bit of a thorn on the top left side. And it should descend to the nekuda within. So from the ukats, it should descend to the nekuda within. V'tia nekuda tliyaba, and the nekuda should be suspended in it. Ki ha nekuda u'meshach uksa yiyya b'tmunas vav k'shehafech ha'pei. So it's interesting. What is a pei? A pei has a base on the inside. It has an upside down vav hanging on it. U'mehai taima. Tia ha nekuda l'mata l'tzad smal agula k'tmunas roi shavar. This upside down vav, you want it to be rounded the way a vav is supposed to be. This nekuda should not touch anything on the inside. It should not touch the top. It should not touch the side. It should not touch the bottom. Then naga psula. Gam yizahar, you also have to be careful. You don't want to have the vav facing the opposite direction, like in diagram 12. Then it's a question. It sounds like if it's touching, you're finished. If it's backward, then fine. Let's say you didn't hang the vav on the ukitz. You see, the ukitz is supposed to be the beginning of the vav. Let's say you started the upside down, maybe now it's like a yud, over here. Hey, this is back to our good old friend Hey, where you put the leg in the middle, where it's a little bit of a question. I remember we said over there, well, maybe you could be Goyra at the top, and we asked that's Chaktuchais, and we had to come up with a Chiddush that it's not Chaktuchais because it has the Tzura of the Hey, it's just not fulfilling the detail. Fine. The Im Loi Noga Nekuda Begaga. Like in diagram 4, it's not touching. Vatina kara pei, and a tina reads it as a pei. Yesh la sakin, you could fix it. Vatikun mal, fixing helps. Afilu betuna mezuzah, chanal besimen, lam besi sif chav hei ayin sham. Vim loy asa nekuda rak kav shava. What if you only made the nekuda one line, like in diagram 15, ayin la'el soif ois aleph. Check back by the aleph to see whether that is going to be sufficient. So that is the ois pei kafufa. Hopefully tomorrow we'll see how the shaya pei pshuta, tzadi kafufa, tzadi pshuta. Because if you stuck out the whole shir today, then you're mamisha, tzaddik. Okay, that's the remez for tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Can I ask, on yesterday's shir with the Sefer Torah?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.